Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 26th through July 6th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only, some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Tonight marks the last night of the current season of The Late Late Show, but where it goes next remains uncertain, as it appears that host Patrick Keelty has yet to sign a new contract to continue with the show. And Dee Reddy, podcaster and cultural commentator, is with us to talk about this and a broader decline, perhaps, in terrestrial television. Good evening to you, Dee. He's 3 years in. What's going on?
Yeah, it's a really, really strange one, Ciara. I don't think we've ever seen, well, we certainly haven't seen such a short tenure of a host of The Late Late Show. If he was to leave, it would be after a 3-year run. And I think Pat Kenny would have been the shortest before that, having done 10 years, followed by Ryan Tuberty. And then obviously Gay Byrne is probably the longest running and the one most people still today associate with the show. It's a really, really strange one. It seems to be down to the contract negotiations with RTE. They have issued a statement where they said, as The Late Late Show reaches the end of another successful season, it has brought in an average of 390,000 viewers per episode, 38% share with 1.4 million viewers on the RTE player to date. We look forward to the programme returning in its 65th year. But as it stands, we don't know if that's going to be, this is my commentary now, but as it stands, we don't know if that's going to be with Keelty at the helm.
Yeah, it does seem from everything that's being sort of leaked to some extent or other that this is down to the contract negotiations. Willie O'Reilly, formerly, of course, of RTE, suggesting that this is a mess of the DG's making, is what he is saying, insofar as that this idea that no one will earn more than Kevin Backhurst is a perhaps a limiting thing in terms of hanging on to somebody of the calibre, as some people might think, required for The Late Late Show. Do you think that's what it's down to?
I don't think it's solely down to that. I think Willie O'Reilly made some good points there. He said he certainly believes that it's a €300,000 job rather than a €250,000 job where it's currently capped. But I do think you have to weigh in the fact that Keelty, you know, his marriage broke up last year. He faces a cross-channel commute to see his children. He also lost his mum last year as well. So I'm sure that there are some personal factors in his thinking, as well as it not just being entirely mercenary. I do personally think he's done a really, really good job, and I think, you know, if it is down to that, he is certainly worth the money, because, you know, nowadays it is the reality that a show like that The Late Late Show faces phenomenal competition, not just in viewers but also in guests that you could possibly hope to get, and I think that's presenting a huge challenge for them. And I mean, The Late Late Show, it's so at the heart of what we understand to be RTE and public broadcasting in Ireland. It's the second longest running chat show in the world today, and I think a lot of people expect the host to be not just a host but actually almost be a custodian of that heritage.
Yeah, and I think it is sort of a flagship of RTE, isn't it? It's an institution, and to get rid of it or whatever, despite the decline in terrestrial television, perhaps it would be an unusual move. If not Patrick Keelty, Dee, who do you think?
Gosh, you know, there's any number of people. I'd love to see, I'd love to see them have their first female host for a start. I mean, there's a number of fantastic Irish presenters that could take up the helm there. But there's also other people already working for RTE, like Tommy Tiernan, who would also be, I think, a really, really steady hand. And I think it needs somebody who has, this is the problem, it needs somebody who has the ability, as you know yourself, Ciara, to go from doing the kind of almost personal, intimate stories about somebody's life, as it does to being able to challenge or speak to a Hollywood star. And that's not an easy nut to crack.
No, it's absolutely not. And is there a bit of a poison chalice here too for anyone taking it on, because of things like the decline in terrestrial television. People are very critical always of The Late Late. They're very critical of the host. The numbers are going down, but that's not a reflection necessarily of the job being done. It may be just a reflection of changing ways that we actually consume television.
Yeah, and I mean, look, Extra.ie had a really good rundown of the ratings for The Late Late Show over Keelty's run. He's actually done a really, really good job here. And I think people, when they're thinking about this, have to ask themselves, what do they really want here? Because if they want to watch The Graham Norton Show, they can watch The Graham Norton Show. Like, there's no barrier to doing that. I think it's really wonderful that we do still have this show on Irish television where you might have a Hollywood star, as I said, but you might also have, you know, Breida from down the road telling you about a personal story that's happening to her. And I think if we lose The Late Late Show, we lose something quite unique to Ireland, and actually the ability to share Irish stories or stories with an Irish focus that deserve to be given a national platform on television.
Look, thank you very much, Dee, for joining us on all of that. That is Dee Reddy, podcaster and cultural commentator. You're already coming to us with your suggestions about Late Late Show hosts. Someone says, Deirdre O'Kane, she'd be some crack. And somebody else says, give it to Siobhan McSweeney of Derry Girls. She'd be perfect. Shane, any thoughts on who should get it?
Well, I think maybe it should be someone who lives here. Should it not?
As opposed to Patrick.
As opposed
Patrick.
To some of the suggestions there. I don't think any of them live in actually.
Well, certainly, I think Deirdre O'Kane does.
No, well, I don't know where Deirdre O'Kane. I thought she lived in London myself. But anyway, I think it's important. I think it's important that it's somebody who lives here and who is immersed. I think Patrick Kilty's done a decent job. But
yeah, he has. I think Ray Foley would be a good person myself. But let us know out there who you think would be excellent. Shane Coleman, you'd be quite debonair yourself.
Friday night is for League of Ireland and Bulls. No interest.
You couldn't take it on. But let us know. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.